we own a 12-acre plot that was bought by my great aunt Millie Latson. She said, you might be the one. She was telling me at the end of the bed, I'm sitting there looking at her like, one for what, you know? But you never know, that's what happens. She was sort of like a little pillar in the community, and they were all sharecroppers. So she did sharecropping.
You see, there are family traditions and family recipes and family things that's been passed on from the 1860s. I farm like my ancestors did, but before during the Civil War. Some of the things that I farm today, the varieties of vegetables that I farm today, are ancient heirloom type open pollinated crops. Seeds. I don't get them. I don't buy anything in Texas. I go up in East Tennessee and get it. I'm an East Tennessean out of Appalachia, East Tennessee. All we knew this is we farmed and we lived off of the land. People taught us my ancestors taught me how to find medicinal herbs, culinary herbs, wild bushes, roots, whatever they were for. And today, some people look at our farm and say it's not pristine. I don't say anything, I keep my mouth shut.
We decided to do organic farming, which we call natural. I call it natural. And so, being my husband is from Milton, is from the Appalachian, we didn't cut down anything. We didn't cure the land. If you see, most places are what they call pristine. Ours is just natural because there's something out here that we can use to help build the farm and also to enhance the farm. And we just have to know what it is.
The sunshine every day. I don't get a sun bill. When it rains, I don't get a rain bill. My microbes in the soil do what they're supposed to do for the crop. I don't get a bill from them.
A. Miller would be pleased to see the farming the way it is. She always tell him, yeah, that boy over there, he's a farmer. You got the right type of man, you know, to help you out. So that's what they always said. In this area, Texas, it's always been large farms. Cattle, large farms, commodities. So when you start doing small farms, it's a little bit different because everybody out here is conventional and they spray. So people look at us, they say, got little plots here, little plots there. I say, oh yes, that's the way you do it. We've been at this business, Millie's Barn Veggie Farm, for 20 years now straight.